Hi there, Dr. Gary here on the road. We sell dental practices nationwide. We're dental practice brokers. I was a dentist for 25 years, and now we've been doing the dental practice brokerage for 14. Today's topic is, how do you evaluate a brand new finished dental office with no patients? Let's get into that. So anyway, before we do that, as you know, we have 10 employees now. We're in 22 states and growing. We are available to you from 8 a.m. till 9 p.m., 363 days a year. We take our Christmas and Easter. So give us a call, even if you just want to chat. Now, everything you're about to hear is for informational purposes only. It's for entertainment, all right? Not legal advice. Our phone number is 201-663-0935. 201-663-0935. Website is dentalpracticeguide.com or nationwidedentalpracticebrokers.com. Give us a ring. We'll be happy to chat with you. Now, if you're thinking about selling to a DSO, call us first. First of all, they pick up our commission. So there's no commission generally to you as a seller. We know who the best ones are. We don't work for them, but we refer or bring them in if we think it's a good fit. And they all pay us the same commission, so you don't have to worry about it. We don't have like a favoritism. We have certain ones we think would be a better fit for you, and we try to lean in that direction. Now, when you work with us, we're going to give you a credit at closing, which is equivalent to your legal fees. In other words, you get your legal fees reimbursed, but essentially a credit to use however you want at successful closing. So please give us a ring and we're going to explain that to you. All right. We just walked out of an office in New Jersey, Somerset County, and the doctor just completed this office. Just completed it. It's going to be like a satellite office. There's other offices in Pennsylvania. So he just completed the office. And it's nice, walk-in, medium, moderate, not extravagant, but beautiful floors, three operatories with new dental equipment in it. One of the rooms has a Panorex in it, and the other room has a regular x-ray, a digital pan. And the equipment is all new. Three brand new chairs. The private office can be converted. You have everything you need. Suction, everything's working. It's just the doctor got injured and can't manage the office. It's going to be months before he recuperates. So it's an office that's walk-in with no patients because he just finished completing it. Now, how do you put a value on an office like this? It's challenging. You know, it's hard because you go to the bank, and the bank, you say to the bank, there's no patients, there's no income. The bank has to look that under the category of, which would be the category of startup. So, I mean, it's great if you want to be in this area with good visibility, near a school and everything, decent parking, decent building, ground level. If you want to be in an area like this, why build an office from scratch? Gotta cost you $300,000 to build the office. And the doctor was fortunate. There was another dentist there before, so a lot of the plumbing was in, the walls are in, the lighting was in, the walls are, doors and walls are all functional. Restrooms are in, everything's done. Lab is in, everything. You could do dentistry in there right now, but he got disabled and he can't. So what is the value? Well, we went in there today, and my staff and I, we're doing an equipment valuation. Since the equipment is brand new, you know, you got compressors, you got suction. Now, it's hard to put a value on all of the asset, you know, the improvements, that is the walls, the leasehold improvements, the plumbing, the walls, the electric, the lighting, the bathrooms, everything. You can't put a tangible value on that as far as you can pick it up and move it, because you can't. But at the same time, it has some value. So what we're going to do is we're going to do some market research. We think what the growth potential is if you do open the office there. What the present equipment is worth, because it's not even depreciated. These are brand new chairs. A decent company, not the best. Everything is middle of the line, middle of the road. But still, there's going to be some value here. There's no downtime in building an office. A building list, this have to cost, like, even with the previous plumbing and everything, and has to cost you $200,000 to put together and put time and everything. So we believe the doctor wants to get some of the money back he put into it, obviously. Yet at the same time, there's no patients, so it's hard. A lot of younger people do not want to start a practice from scratch. They don't want to put the effort in, and I can appreciate that. But, you know, if you can get it and it's a reasonable rent and maybe we're taking a little bit of a risk to put this deal together, I think it's a great opportunity. Or a specialist that losing their lease and wants a lower lease and the patient's probably going to follow. What is the value? Value is going to be determine what all the equipment is worth since it's brand new. Put some factor in there for leasehold improvements, but still sell the practice for less than it would cost to build a new one. You know, it should be significantly less. I'd say maybe half price. I think that's where you start off. Now, I've sold practices before. I sold a couple in the last couple of years. Now, they were two operatories, no patients, equipment okay, but it wasn't that brand new look. It was like tired. That was like $59,000. Then I sold another one that was two operatories, older equipment, no patients. It was a walk-up. I think that was $48,000. Then another one, which is pretty nice equipment, walk-in condition, no patients. That was $88,000. But none of them looked as nice as this. None of them were as large as this, and reasonable rents too. So I think that, you know, once they tabulate all the numbers, you know, you forget how much is in a dental office. You start adding up every room, every doctor's stool, every assistant's stool, every x-ray, every chair unit light, every ceiling, you know, I'm not even counting ceiling tiles, walls, and built-in cabinetry and so forth. I'm not even really counting all of that. He didn't have a lot of that. But what he got it. You got 8 reception room chairs. You got the front desk. You got computers. You got file cabinets. You know, there's some value there. So we're going to try to tabulate that all and then give some value for the leasehold improvements. Look at it as a startup, but come in at about half of the startup price. That's what I think we're going to be. All right? You got to run. The phone never stops here. We answer all the time. Goodbye, team.